A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 14. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment, when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. When they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom God's favor rests." This is the good news of our God. This Lucan birth narrative, read at Midnight Mass on Christmas, describes the humble, impoverished setting in which Jesus was born. We see every day in our newspapers and on the television the need for God to be born again in our world. Our sisters and brothers in Iraq and Palestine, as well as in so many other parts of our world, are craving new life, liberation, and the courage to stand on their own two feet. So are our sisters and brothers in infirmaries and hospitals the world over. The good news of this Christmas season is that we are invited, as Mary was, to enter into this birthing process in a very concrete way, as a mother. Recall those words of Meister Eckhart: "We are all meant to be mothers of God, for God is always needing to be born." This invitation to enter into this birthing process is especially meaningful for me this year because we have two new babies at Santa Sabina, where I work. Every now and then, we have Dominican family gatherings where these two little ones can meet their relatives here at Santa Sabina. It is truly a delight, and it's also an eye-opener. We get to see their risings and fallings, their likes and dislikes, their tears and tantrums, and their laughter and loves. And we also see how helpless these two little ones, Jethro and Alice, how dependent they are on their mothers and fathers. This dependency can be burdensome at times, I'm sure, for the parents. Because as my grandniece once said, it's not easy to make a baby or to grow one either. This reality is captured very concretely in this text from Luke. We know that the reason why Jesus came to be born in Bethlehem was in a cave was because there was no room for him in the inn. He was placed in a trough from which animals eat. And the first people to see the child were outcasts, social outcasts, as the shepherds were known to be at that time. Many times we imagine the birth of Jesus in glowing terms, and yet the reality of the simplicity and humility and impoverished setting is what Luke portrays very accurately. During this Christmas season, as we celebrate the birth of this little babe of Bethlehem, we catch a glimpse of the reality and the vulnerability of the Holy Family. Their situation, so well described in Luke, alerts us to the presence of the vulnerable in our midst and challenges us to reach out to them in their need. How many women are giving birth in places that are without shelter, without water, without any kind of medical assistance? How are we, all of us, women and men, with and without our own offspring, mothering those children in our lives who are needing for God to be born? Our world is waiting for God to be born in our streets, in our cities, in our homes, as Doris Klein says, in the cave of our hearts, in the fabric of our lives, in the soul of the earth. What mothers do daily, what Mary did, is what we are all asked to do. To be with the weak and suffering in their ups and downs, to wipe away their tears and to hold them during their outburst, and to rejoice in their laughter and delight. And from the story in Luke, we see that we have a particular attraction to those who are in impoverished settings, who are isolated, marginalized, much like Jesus was. In this way, we will all be mothers of God and enable God, who is love and peace, to be born again each day in our world and planet. Merry Christmas.